Brighton and Hove Albion, keeping us all on our toes, eh?
Yeah.
It's September 18th, 2024.
Lots to talk about.
And we're diving right into it.
Yeah.
With the latest from both the men's and women's teams.
It really feels like everyone else is playing checkers and Brighton's playing chess, you know?
Okay.
Like these signings they've made and that youth development program.
Right.
Even that goalless draw against Ipswich.
Yeah.
It's all part of a bigger picture.
Okay, so that Ipswich match.
Yeah.
On paper, it doesn't sound very exciting, a draw.
Yeah.
But it feels like there's more to it than meets the eye.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Anyone who just looks at that scoreline misses the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Brighton are still undefeated in the Premier League.
Yeah.
And that's not down to luck either.
Right.
Their goalkeeper has been phenomenal.
Yeah, he's been incredible.
He really has.
He's been a standout player for Brighton for sure this season.
Those instincts, you can't teach that.
Definitely not.
It's all about anticipation and reflexes.
And speaking of standout moments.
Yeah.
We've got the Carabao Cup tie with Wolves tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I am ready for that one.
It's going to be interesting to see how Brighton approach it.
Yeah.
Because Wolves, very different proposition to Ipswich.
Right.
Much more a team that attacks a lot.
Yeah.
So I think tactically it's going to be really interesting.
Yeah.
Though if you are heading to the Amex tonight.
Yeah.
The club travel scheme isn't running for the game.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah. Just bear that in mind.
All right.
If you're going to the game tonight.
Yeah, good information for the fans.
Yes.
So let's talk about the women's team. They've been making some big moves lately.
Big.
Yeah. Huge moves.
Huge is an understatement.
Fran Kirby and Nikita Paris joining from Manchester United.
Wow.
Talk about a power move.
That is a statement. For sure.
Bringing in some of the best players in the league.
What are your thoughts on the tactical implications of these signings?
It's more than just star power. You know, Kirby brings this incredible vision to the midfield, dictating the pace of play with her passing, creating chances.
Yeah.
And then you've got Paris, who just brings raw speed and that ability to finish.
Right.
That can just change a game in an instant.
Yeah.
So they complement each other perfectly.
Oh, they're going to be a really dangerous duo, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
That upcoming match against Everton.
Yeah.
The 21st. I think it's going to be really interesting to see how they combine.
Absolutely.
It'll be a real test for them, I think.
But yeah, and being a home game as well at Broadfield.
A great opportunity for the fans to see them.
It is.
To see them in action.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting to watch this new era unfold.
It's those little details, you know, that really, that I love.
Yeah.
And those training session photos from Monday morning.
Yeah.
Everyone's in the sunshine smiling.
It's really important that.
You know what I mean?
It is.
Just a few cheeky grins.
Team spirit.
You really see that team spirit.
It's so important, you know, because if you've got a good atmosphere off the pitch, it's going to translate to better communication on it.
100% agree.
Yeah.
And did you catch that quote from their French forward?
I did, yeah.
He was talking about how much he loves playing with.
Yeah.
Well, you know who.
Of course, yeah.
There's a real bromance brewing there.
It's great to see that.
It is, isn't it?
Players clicking on and off the pitch.
Yeah.
But, you know, we can't forget about all this alongside the club's focus on developing young talent as well.
Yeah, the MU18s.
Absolutely.
They absolutely dominated that West Brom match.
They did.
What a win.
It's more than a win, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's about
the real statement.
Brighton's investment in their youth setup.
Yeah.
And it's paying off.
Producing some top talent.
Yeah, for sure.
And for anyone who missed those matches, the highlights are online.
That's it. Keep up with it all.
Men's and women's.
Wherever you are.
Keep up with all the action.
Yeah. And speaking of keeping up, tickets for the upcoming matches are on sale.
That Tottenham match on October 5th.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be a big one.
That's going to be huge.
A clash of styles, you could say.
Yeah, totally.
Tottenham's attack against Brighton's defense.
Absolutely.
I'm excited for that one already.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
Tickets are going to be hard to come by for that.
They are, yeah. That's going to be a tough ticket.
Any tips for people trying to get tickets?
Keep an eye on the ticket exchange.
Okay.
You know, you never know.
People's plans change.
Exactly. Someone's loss is someone else's gain.
As they say.
Yeah.
It's Brighton. You never know.
Exactly.
But it seems like Brighton are thinking long term here.
Oh, 100%.
It's not just about the first team, right?
It's about building a really good structure for the whole club. You know, that investment in the academy.
Yeah.
A good team culture.
It's really impressive to see.
It's great to see a club.
Yeah.
That's not just chasing those short-term results.
Right.
You know, they're thinking about the future.
Yeah. building something special.
Absolutely.
So we've talked about the news and mm-hmm. the recent matches and what's coming up.
Yeah.
What do you think, listener?
Yeah.
Where are Brighton going this season?
Good question.
What are your predictions?
Yeah. What are your predictions?
Let us know.
Tweet us.
Use the hashtag TheDeepDive. BHAFC.
Yeah.
And until next time, up the Albion.
Up the Albion.